welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who have joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first song this morning is, This is the Way We Walk to Church. I want you to pretend like you're walking to church when we sing those words, and then pretend you're driving a car when we sing the next part. Here we go.
This is the way we walk to church, walk to church, walk to church. This is the way we walk to church every Sabbath morning.
This is the way we ride to church, ride to church, ride to church. This is the way we ride to church every Sabbath morning.
Our next song is Behold, I Am With Thee. This one, you might want to get something that you can hold like you're protecting. Maybe it's a doll, maybe it's a stuffed animal, or maybe it's something else that's special to you that you can hold during this song.
Behold, I am with thee. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15.
Behold, I am with thee, and wilt keep thee in all places where thou goest. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places where thou goest. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places where thou goest. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. How did Jesus help his people cross the river to get to Jericho?
By opening it up.
Yes. He stopped the water and made the ground dry up so they could walk on it. Question number two. How many times did God's people march around the big city, Jericho, on the seventh day?
Seven times.
Seven times! And on that seventh time, it fell down. And question number three. Does Jesus always keep his promises to help us?
Yes!
Yes, we can trust Jesus to help us. Our lesson today is Patient and Gentle Oxen. Proverbs 14, verse 4.
Much increase comes by the shame of the ox.
One of the animals in our Bible storybook is the ox. Ox are strong. What can oxen do?
Pull heavy things.
Oxen are animals that can be trained to help people to do hard work. What does an ox look like?
A tail.
An ox has horns on its head and two parts to its hoof. During Bible times, people didn't have tractors. They had oxen. An ox could pull a heavy wagon. An ox could plow a big field. A horse might get tired of plowing, but an ox would plod on and on. Even if the dirt was very hard, an ox would be strong enough to pull the plow. If a load was very heavy, many oxen working together could still move it slowly. Oxen are very powerful. That's why we sometimes say, he is as strong as an ox. Then we're talking about a man who is especially strong. Sometimes oxen push against each other to see who is the strongest. But they don't hurt each other. Oxen are very patient. they will pull the same heavy load over and over and over again, and they never get grumpy. They are also gentle and obedient. There is much we can learn from the ox. Jesus wants us to be patient and gentle like the oxen. How can you practice being patient at home?
By waiting patiently when Mommy says no.
Would you like Jesus to help you be more patient and gentle?
Yes.
Me too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Joshua 1:9. God is with you wherever you go. Now let's sing it in a scripture song.
God is with you wherever you go. God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. God is with you wherever you go. God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. It's time now for prayer and to talk to Jesus. So let's fold our hands and we can close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for our lesson today. Help us to be more patient and gentle. Help us to do our work happily and not be grumpy. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is Sound the Battle Cry. The scripture song recording was used with permission from thehomeplace.org. You can order the full CD of scripture songs and little lessons from their website. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.